She's so excited. Oh my God.
A handful of quilters are chatting in the lobby of Petersburg High School.
Put together and added my own border.
We are surrounded by dozens of quilts, hanging from the upstairs balcony, nearby walls, and draped over chairs. The room is vibrant with rich colors. Take a closer look and you see the texture of cloth and fine stitching. One of the quilts near the entrance is remarkably patriotic. The colors are red, white, and blue. It's part of Quilts of Valor, which is a national project to give handmade quilts to veterans. Carol Candle is a longtime member of the local quilters group, and she meets me to talk more about the project.
Here at the quilt show, this is one of the Quilts of Valor.
Yes.
Can you describe it?
This is called Toss Nine Patch, and it's a fun quilt to make because you have nine squares that you sew together, and then you cut them up and flip them around to make this design. And it's usually done pretty scrappy, lots of different fabrics. Cheryl Leakley sewed this one together, and Kim or Rita Roney has also been helping Kim with some of the quilting for the Quilts of Valor. And this one has not yet been awarded.
Okay, and I see there's some of the squares have some writing, some words, and then there's some like fireworks in some of them, but definitely red, white, and blue.
Definitely, yes. And there are fabrics being made for this project by the major fabric companies. So that's what some of these are. They're definitely made with Quilts of Valor in mind. And I saw a thing on Alaska One last winter about this project with three well-known quilt teachers, and they did a sewing thing, and then also it was part of their fundraiser, but they interspersed on this video, they interviewed veterans and showed people who had never quilted before each making a quilt with one of these national quilt teachers. And the thing that touched me the most was hearing from the veterans themselves how much it meant to them. One of them said, "I would rather get a quilt from a civilian than a medal from the government for his service." And some of them are moved to tears. They can't talk. I know that happened here when one quilt was awarded. The man was just overcome with gratitude. So that's why we do it, because we want to show them that their service is not in vain, even if the war, especially Vietnam, was so unpopular. And one guy said we were spit on when we came home. So we want to do the opposite for them.
But you're not talking just one quilt this year?
No, so far we've awarded 12. Petersburg, it is estimated that we have about 100 veterans here, so we have a lot to go. But Kim Randrup is donating 4 quilts a month, meaning that she will quilt 4 quilts a month for us free of charge. Rain Country Quilters is providing batting and thread for the quilting. One thing that we could use in way of help is just money donations to buy especially backing fabric for quilts. That can get expensive because it's a big chunk of fabric, and we have had some fabric donations, but if people do want to help, a great way to donate help is towards buying backing fabric. And Kim Randrup will accept donations at her shop in the Joan May building. She has a quilt shop where she does hair styling and cutting as well. So
this is kind of an ongoing project. There's no real deadline.
Exactly. This is ongoing. My goal is to get everybody that we know of covered and show them that we care. And then there will always be, like, the Coast Guard. We'd like to be able to show them our appreciation, especially after a rescue. So it will be ongoing, as I imagine we'll continue to have veterans moving to Petersburg. But it's been really neat to see the responses of the men as they've been awarded. And we have had one gal awarded a quilt. She was our first one, Annie Lewis, who grew up here. And she was in, I think it's the Nurses Corps in World War II. So it's just been really special.
Carol Candle says that if people want to be involved but do not quilt, they can donate money to Rain Country Quilters for the backing of the quilts. And although red, white, and blue is the theme of Quilts of Valor, she says they would be happy to make a quilt that is not patriotic if a veteran would prefer that. Carol Kendall can be reached at 772-3430. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.